Wendy and her friend had just finished an evening of watching television at her family's home on Lurline when Wendy decided to walk her friend to her home about a block away. But parked in their path, police said, they found Roland Comtoy's motorhome. Police said the girls were lured inside it when Erickson asked them for help. Comtoy, who police say shot the girls, was shot by officers and captured 4 days after the abduction. He is recovering, but was arraigned last week on several charges in connection with the Chatsworth abduction and slaying, including murder, attempted murder, kidnapping, forcing sex acts on the surviving girl, and injecting her with cocaine. He pleaded not guilty. Erickson is still at large. The suspects could receive life imprisonment or the death penalty if convicted. But prosecutors say the fact that Comtoy was even in a position to block the path of Wendy and her friend raised questions that some in the criminal justice system find disturbing. Lynn, the prosecutor, said the reality of the criminal justice system is that it is not rehabilitative. Evil until he dies. The theory of rehabilitation is a pie-in-the-sky dream, he said. You take a guy like Comtoy, and he's evil from day one, and he is going to be evil until he dies. His record speaks for itself. Professor Ernest Cam, chairman of the Department of Criminal Justice at California State University, Los Angeles, said a flaw in the way society tries to deal with someone like Comtoy is in the presumption that at one time the person was habilitated. In fact, he said, we find a great number of people have never adopted the mores of society in the first place, and they can't or don't want to once they return from prison. Cam said that, although the answer to that might be the warehousing of career criminals to keep them from society, California laws aimed at enhancing sentences for repeat offenders and putting habitual criminals permanently in prison are often circumvented. The reality is that there are too many holes in those laws, he said. People can get through them. Lynn said Comtoy had to commit an aggravated crime such as he is now accused of before he could be considered under the habitual crime law. He said Comtoy's previous convictions for robbery, burglary, and drugs would not have applied.